Hello, my name's David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. As always, we begin with a brief scripture to turn our hearts toward the Lord and to prepare us to worship him. Listen then to the words of John's Gospel, chapter 10, at verse 11, where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Our opening prayer today is attributed to one of the church fathers, Clement of Rome, and it comes to us all the way from the very first century. Let's pray together. We beg you, Master, to be our helper and protector. Save the afflicted among us. Have mercy on the lowly. Raise up the fallen. Appear to the needy. Heal the ungodly. Restore the wanderers of your people. Feed the hungry. Ransom our prisoners. Raise up the sick. Comfort the faint-hearted. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading today also comes from John chapter 10, this time at the 27th verse, John 10 at verse 27. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. I and the Father are one." Jesus, we're told, is the good shepherd. He is good intrinsically, in himself. He is the sinless, righteous God-man. He is good, and the goodness of God is revealed to us in him. He's good in contrast to the false shepherds, the hired hands, the thieves and robbers who break in and steal, who do not come in by the door, the teachers of the law that were not rightly dividing the word of truth and doing great harm to the flock. He's the good shepherd. He's the reliable teacher and one who cares for us well. And he is good in the sense that he is loving. He cares for the sheep. He is one to whom the sheep may turn and know that in him we have one who answers our need. He is the good shepherd. And then we're told here that he knows his sheep and his sheep hear his voice. That speaks of a relationship of reciprocity and intimacy. We come to know him because we hear his voice. We hear his voice in the gospel. And in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, the gospel call becomes effectual in our hearts and causes us to believe as we are born again by the regenerating work of God. Because of his voice, we come to life. We are his sheep in the first place because he has called us into his flock and under his care. And that reality continues on in our Christian lives. We hear his voice in his holy word. He speaks. And we are led by the word to green pastures and quiet waters. And there he restores our souls. Brothers and sisters, do not neglect the word. You neglect the voice of the good shepherd. You hear him speaking in the scriptures. And the third thing we learn here is that no one snatches us, his sheep, from the good shepherd's hands. Jesus, you will notice, grounds our security. First in his own goodness, his suitableness, his being equipped and qualified to be our perfect shepherd. Secondly, in the electing purposes of God, he says, "My Father has given these sheep to me, and no one snatches them out of my hand, because no one can snatch them out of his." And that leads us to the third ground of our security here. And that is that Jesus and the Father are one. If no one can snatch the elect of God from the purpose and hand of God, then no one can snatch the elect of God, the church of God, the flock of God, from the hand of the Good Shepherd. Because the Son and the Father are one in the fellowship of the Blessed Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, one God forever. And so, dear Christian, in the midst of this crisis, when there are so many reasons for natural fear, we're worried and concerned. Some of that's entirely legitimate. Sometimes it crosses the line into unbelief and anxiety and ungodly worry, of course. But here in our text, John 10:27 through 30, Jesus is offering us the ground of security, the basis of confidence. Nothing in all creation, not death nor life, not a virus that we cannot see, nor trials that we can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And for that we give him praise. Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank you for the Good Shepherd who lays his life down for the sheep. His goodness is most fully revealed in his self-giving love for us at Calvary. And we praise you that we have heard his voice and he has made us his sheep, members of his flock. And that he continues now to speak to us. We hear his voice and he nourishes us and cares for us and defends and protects us. And we praise you that we are utterly secure under his care, because no one can snatch us from his hand, because the Father has given us to him in his eternal electing purpose, and we are his. How we praise you for the security that belongs to a child of God, no matter what trials may come our way. In Christ, our eternity is secure, and there is grace for every temporal trial. We give you thanks and praise, and we ask you then to help us fix our eyes upon Christ, the Good Shepherd, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God for back episodes, previous episodes. Or for more information about the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi, just go to www.fpcjackson.org.